I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois Republicans are gearing up for a very different kind of national convention this week. Dave McKinney has more.
The GOP convention gets underway today in Charlotte, North Carolina, with President Trump's nomination for a second term. The COVID-19 pandemic has kept Illinois' 60-plus Trump delegates homebound, but state GOP official Richard Porter says the party is recalibrating.
We won't have a big group of people cheering and wearing funny hats.
But Porter says delegates here will have watching parties instead, since being in the convention hall for the usual networking and big balloon drops isn't a possibility.
We're going to tap into the enthusiasm that's there at the grassroots and bring people together.
And to get its message out to voters, the Illinois Republican Party says it's going to host Facebook Live and Zoom events during the week. This is Dave McKinney.
The ACLU of Illinois is seeking a court monitor to show the Illinois Department of Corrections is not following a judge's order calling for better treatment of imprisoned transgender women. Ed Yonko with the ACLU says some of the women tried to harm themselves, including through suicide attempts, because they have not been allowed assistance in transitioning. Yonko says Department of Corrections representatives admitted under oath that practices such as strip searches by male guards continue.
We think that an independent monitor could help them work through these processes.
Six transgender women are named plaintiffs, but the suit covers about 100. A spokesperson for corrections said the agency would not comment on pending litigation. Northern Illinois University identified two cases of COVID-19. NIU has updated case counts on its website. The Daily Chronicle reports the cases were identified Friday. They include a student and an employee. Meanwhile, Southern Illinois University reversed its decision not to announce active cases of COVID-19 affiliated with the university. And a low census response rate in Southern Illinois risks millions of federal dollars for infrastructure improvements, education, and social service programs. The Southern Illinoisan reports only about 46% of Carbondale households responded to the 2020 census survey. The city estimates it loses about $1,600 per year for every person who fails to respond. The census count ends September 30th. Carbondale's planning director says the city's low response rate is mostly tied to Southern Illinois University students. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. For many parents right now, deciding whether or not to send their children back to school is a major dilemma. A nationally recognized innovator in preschool education says with most kids spending at least half of their learning from home, educators have learned some important lessons. Dawn Leslie Stewart is the founder of Perry School in New York City. She says two things about learning online became very clear. Teachers need Zoom training, and parents and students need to practice proper Zoom etiquette.
That they have to find a quiet zone, that they should sit at a table, they come to school dressed, they don't come with food, with toys, etc., etc. So that was one big thing.
Stewart says the other big thing educators learned is that online programs, especially for young students, need to be dynamic, fast-paced, and fun. She says it's also important for a parent or caregiver to be involved with the student during the online school sessions. A new map details food resources and where they can be found throughout Southern Illinois and throughout the state as well. The map includes grocery stores, farmers markets, food pantries, and schools, and summer meal sites. It's tailored to fit families that struggle to afford food. U of I Extension Specialist Caitlin Kaunaki says she oversaw the project and says the goal was to simplify the process of finding food.
If I'm needing something, I need food, I maybe don't know all of those places to go and find that. I maybe don't have time So this is important because it brings everything together into one spot.
She says the map was in the works before the pandemic, but with the rate of food insecurity on the rise, it became a top priority. Good morning.